Glacier Bank's totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Today, we're going to talk sustainability and entrepreneurship. And joining us from Climate Smart Glacier Country, we have Steve Thompson.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you back again. And you brought with us Taylor Wilmot.
Yes.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi there.
Thanks for
having me.
Well, thank you for being here today. So what Robin wants to know is this long title you have.
Yeah. Sustainability and Entrepreneurship at Whitefish School's Facilities Manager.
Pretty close. It's actually Facilities and Grounds Coordinator. So you, a little longer.
Even longer.
Okay. There's got to be an acronym.
Grounds Coordinator.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, tell us about what you do.
Oh, there is an acronym, actually. It's CSE for short, if you prefer that.
Okay, now we know what it means, kind of.
I think I prefer that.
Yeah.
We're not talking coffee grounds here that she's coordinating.
No.
All right, now that we got all that out of the way, talk with us a little bit about what you do.
Sure, right. So I do a lot of different things in this new facility. It's a greenhouse and a two-story classroom space for the Whitefish School District. And it's a net zero facility. So there's a lot of sustainable features, energy systems, including solar panels, geothermal. And the greenhouse is supposed to be a four-season greenhouse. So we have a climate battery in there that helps regulate the climate, the heating and cooling system, all through just a fan that has pipes underground. And then we have outdoor garden space as well as the indoor greenhouse space. And then it'll serve the entire district. So K through 12, kindergarten through high school will be learning in the center.
Help us understand what we mean by net zero.
Oh, yeah. So the concept of net zero is that the facility creates all of the energy that it requires to run the building. So the solar panels are connected to the grid, and there's actually way more solar panels than is needed to power the building, so that we can utilize credits that from making additional electricity later on a cloudy day or in the winter time or at night.
So basically what you do is you give some of that power back. And then when you need it, you can have it back, but you've got a credit.
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, they call that net metering is the
that's
utility.
What that is.
Yep.
Net metering. Okay.
And this, think of the old your old meter.
Yeah.
It goes backwards.
Rather than going
forward and you're using energy, it spins backward. That's where that phrase comes from, net meter.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And so you're able to, this entire building is able to sustain itself basically without any help from the outside.
Well, it's not a perfect system. We're still connected to the city water, of course, but we do harvest rainwater for the greenhouse garden space, and we hope to increase the capacity of rainwater harvesting over time. So it's a process. It's not going to be perfect, but the school district has given themselves 3 years to try to reach the net zero energy goals. So we'll see what we can do.
And students are involved in this.
Yes, very much so. And actually, students were part of the initiative to start the project. Students, 4 or 5 years ago, went to a food conference and really got excited about having a greenhouse at the school. And the project really just blossomed from there into what it is today.
What do you raise in the greenhouse?
Oh, well, we're going to raise lots of different things. There'll be a lot of student projects going on for vegetables and herbs and flowers and cover crops, all different experiments within sustainable agriculture. So pretty much anything you can imagine, including tropical plants, can be grown in the greenhouse. So we look forward to maybe some mangoes or avocados or something of that sort, if you can imagine it.
I'm having a hard time imagining, yeah. But it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being able to have fresh fruit right here in Montana, right off the tree?
In the middle of winter?
You
can do that, huh?
Could it actually happen?
It could, yeah, it could. The greenhouse is based off of a design in Colorado where they are growing bananas in Colorado in the Rocky Mountains. Yeah.
How do we handle the stuff that the bees and birds do?
Right, yes. Well, the greenhouse windows do open up so that pollinators can come in. But okay. We could also hand pollinate if we had to, which would be an interesting experience for everybody.
Flitting around the ground the greenhouse.
Hand pollinating. Maybe yes. I need to do that for my tomatoes. My tomatoes are having trouble.
Maybe you can have one of those old pump sprayers or something. You know?
Students that are involved in this, are they math students, science students, STEM students?
Good question. Yeah. So students in any subject at any grade level are involved. But the environmental club, the free flow group at the high school, has been particularly involved in the project. And they actually led tours during our opening day on Earth Day of the facility and all the systems involved. And they did a fantastic job. So they're really involved in. But any art, science, anything, and social studies, everyone can be a part of the facility.
I think I want to dig just a little deeper into that, and we will right after this. And Taylor Wilmont joins us from Whitefish Schools and the sustainability. We're going to talk about that even some more now. And from Glacier Country, we've got Steve Thompson, Climate Smart Glacier Country. This is all kind of all working together, and we'll dive into that just a little bit further. But now I want to kind of understand the curriculum that's involved in this project.
Sure. Great question. So the curriculum is really going to be wide-ranging, and we're leaving it really open to the teachers to determine how they want to use the space. There's also a program coordinator, Randy Hoff, and he'll be helping out the teachers and connecting the curriculum to the facility. So a lot of that's still to be determined and to be created as we move into the new school year.
You used the term earlier, freeform.
Oh, yeah. Oh, free flow.
Oh, free flow. Mm-hmm. Free flow. Yeah. Help us understand what that is.
So free flow is the environmental club through the high school, and there's a great group of students. They do water quality monitoring and all different amazing work in the community. I'm still learning about what they do, but two of the teachers in the high school, Eric Sautel and Nikki Reed, run that club with the students.
And Steve, how does Glacier Country get involved with this Climate Smart?
Well, Climate Smart Glacier Country has really been pleased to work with Taylor and the school district. We helped organize a volunteer day to get things set up for the grand opening on Earth Day. And the reason that we're involved and real supportive is we're big proponents of building community resilience. With climate change, that we're going to see changes accelerate, and it's going to affect everything from the power grid at times. I mean, we're seeing it right now in California, huge heat wave that stresses out the electrical grid. And that goes down for a while. Distribution systems, we're going to have stronger storms over the decades. This is a long-term perspective. We need to build community resilience. So what does that mean? And our focus is helping develop the skills and sort of the community level cooperation to be more self-sufficient, to go back to some of the things that we've lost touch with in our society, growing your own food or being able to produce your own energy. To the extent that we can develop the capacity within our own communities to be more self-sufficient, to be more self-reliant, to have the skills and the cooperation within students, or within the community, because there's a community component to the CSE as well that we think is just great. that's where we need to head. And so we think this facility and the whole integrated program the school district is bringing is just going to be a great foundation for the future life of our students.
One of the things that I had forgotten growing up here and went away for a lot of years and came back is how short our growing season is here.
Mm-hmm. Certainly is, yeah. And a lot of farmers all over the valley are working to extend that season through various methods, whether using row cover and utilizing greenhouse spaces and things like that. So we're excited to experiment with those things at the CSE. And I also wanted to mention, in terms of the community piece, we're so excited to partner with organizations and amazing stakeholders like Steve and others. And we also have some fun community events coming up.
Ooh,
in
channel.
July. Yeah. So we're starting an adult education piece, and we're going to have two classes at the Sustainability Center. One will be herb garden terrariums, and that'll be on July 11th from 5 to 7 p.m., run by Mariah Gladstone, who I believe was a recent guest.
Yeah.
And the second will be a compost primer on July 25th from 5 to 7, and that will be with Alyssa LaChance, who's the owner of Dirt Rich, a new composting company in town, and she also was a student at Whitefish. And then also we'll have some volunteer days. So every Monday during the summer from 9 to noon, any community member, any age is welcome to come and join us in the garden and the facility and get to know the space and help us get things up and running a little bit.
So this is more than just for students.
Yes, exactly.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. I'm not even sure where is this located?
Oh, it's located right next to the high school. And Whitefish. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Boy, this is really a cool conversation. We're going to check in with Steve here in just a little bit and get more information about how Climate Spark Glacier Country is being involved in all that. Robin will ask you all about that after this.
Mm-hmm. Our guest this morning, Taylor Wilmot, she is the, let me see if I can get this right, Facilities and Grounds Manager at CSE, and Steve Thompson is here from Climate Smart Glacier Country. Now, Taylor, I get the feeling that this is supported by the community, obviously made possible by everybody, but really being sparked by the students. Is that right?
Certainly is right. Yes, the students, it was really their passion project and their dream to have a greenhouse. And I know they're so excited to get their hands dirty and be a part of that space.
An excuse to get your hands dirty, finally. Anyway, the thing that strikes me is you're speaking with such passion, and it's really good to see young people this involved in something that is so vital, one of our natural resources. Now, this is a resource, CSE, for the community, and you say that you have workshops. Is there one coming up soon?
Yes, there is, on July 11th, so very soon we'll have the herb garden.
That's tomorrow in disguise.
It is.
Okay, and what time is that?
It's 5 to 7, and you can sign up online at whitefish-adult-ed.coursestorm.com.
Now, I hope when you go to the website, there's a link or something, because I'd never remember all that. But anyway, so that is tomorrow night, and it's open to community, right? Anybody in the community that wants to learn more or wants to volunteer time?
Yes, anyone can come to the workshop. It is a $15 workshop just for the cost of the materials involved.
Okay.
Yep. And everyone will go home with their own herb garden terrarium to have in their house.
Okay. So this is a part of the continuing education partnership with the community between, now are the students our teachers?
The students are teachers.
That's what I'm wondering.
They
here.
Always are. Oh, okay. Students are always our teachers, but in this case, Mariah Gladstone is the teacher.
Okay.
So we'll have a variety of different.
They've got one coming up later here that I'm really kind of fascinated about, how to make good compost. Mm-hmm. My compost has come up short here lately.
And really?
Yeah.
Don't you use coffee grounds or something?
Huh? Oh, boy. You know, I'm not sure what I'm using anymore that's working. Some things work, some things don't, and It's a little, composting here has become a little different than what it was when I was over in Western Washington and down in Colorado even.
Now, I remember when I was in Portland, we used to raise fishing worms, you know, and we put, what is it that we used to put on the ground? I can't remember. And then we put wet gunny sacks on top of them. Mm-hmm. Boy, those worms got big in the soil. Really became rich.
Yeah, and fish really liked them too.
Yeah.
Didn't
they? You got to love your worms. If you have worms, then you have a good garden.
Worms are your friend, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's get back here to Steve, because I want to kind of understand where you guys are now and the projects you have going on.
Yeah. Well, so we have, you know, Climate Smart Glacier Country is, you know, it's an all volunteer organization. And we're a partnership. Glacier National Park is involved and on the board of directors, the city of Whitefish. We've got different businesses and organizations. And really, what we're trying to do is take on this huge and sometimes overwhelming challenge of accelerating climate change, which brings more disruptive weather and it just changes a lot of different things. And it can seem overwhelming. And, you know, one of the things that really inspired us with the students that got involved and initiated the Center for Sustainability and Entrepreneurship is that they are focused on local solutions. And that's really what our organization is all about. We're not involved in what's going on internationally in Paris or, you know, national policies and debates about. Mm-hmm. We don't get involved in debates about science. The science is pretty clear. The physics is indisputable. The question is, what can we do about it? And that's a way for people to get a toehold on this issue. Because sometimes people say, this thing's so overwhelming, I don't know how to even deal with it. So they don't. They kick the can down the road. And what we're focused in on is, what can we do locally to prepare for the changes? You know, you got Allie coming up later this morning to talk about fire season. Mm-hmm. Now, the Flathead National Forest used to be called the Asbestos Forest because you couldn't make it burn if you wanted to.
But now, I never knew that.
And now we have to, you know, it's an issue every year. Mm-hmm. And those are the type of changes that we're already seeing in our lifetime, and those changes are going to accelerate. So what can we do locally to prepare for it, but also to do our part to reduce our contribution of the pollution that is driving the problem? And people can engage when you're talking about our own community and our own livelihoods and local solutions. People get energetic, and things like local food systems and local renewable energy, people rally around that.
Yeah.
And so we are fully supportive. That's what we do.
Well, of course, we think that what Whitefish Schools are doing to create this Center for Sustainability is simply fantastic. And Taylor, we appreciate your coming in and talking with us about it, and all that you and your students and everybody is doing there to make this happen is terrific. And we're watching closely.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
And Steve, thank you.
Thank you, John. Thanks, Robin.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, the service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby, keeping you connected to your friends and your